Well, if you have your Bible, just as we come to this short little focus on the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 1, and just a reminder that after our service, it's the first of the month, so please do come round for a cup of tea or coffee that has been prepared by the young people, and I know that sometimes people aren't able to get, but I believe that there are maybe others who can get this evening, so please do come. It's always an encouragement just for a few moments. I'm sure I've said before, and Christianity is Christ. In one sense, that's a very simple statement, three words, and yet really, in many ways, it seems to me, is a very profound statement. Christianity is Christ. Christianity, not that you could imagine this, but Christianity minus Christ is a bit like having a treasure chest with no treasure in it. It's a bit like having a lovely picture frame with no picture in the center of it. It's a bit like organizing a football match and having no football. It's a bit like going up to the Silent Valley, dare I say, and there being no water. You can't really imagine it. The very thing that you expect to see, the very thing that you look for, not being there. A bit like a harbor with no boats ever in it. It would seem a bit strange. You see, Christianity revolves around Christ. I was reading recently a story of a person who had become a Christian. His life had been changed quite wonderfully by his coming to faith in Jesus. And some people around him didn't quite understand what had happened. They thought he had become very religious all of a sudden. He hadn't become religious, he had become a Christian. He had come to know Jesus. And one particular man who really couldn't quite get a handle on this kept saying, but what is it? What idea have you suddenly come upon? What new thought, what new principle are you now living by? And the man kept saying to him, no, I haven't got any new idea, some new thought. I have got Jesus. It's Christ that I have now. The other person really couldn't see this. And sometimes people don't see that. They think when you talk about Christianity and coming to be a Christian, it's as if you've got some new idea and you've sort of said, well, I must get my life together a bit more now and pull myself together and try and be a wee bit more good and go to church a wee bit more and all that sort of stuff. And they don't quite understand that actually that's not the issue at all. Christianity is Christ. Christianity is about coming to a living experience of Jesus. Christianity is about being in Christ, about being united to Christ. And this union with Christ, if I can describe it that way, is actually, it is right at the very heart of what it means to become a Christian and to live as a Christian. And if I could put it this way, somebody has once put it this way, and you ask today's society, what's a Christian? And lots of different people have different answers. If I can just mention this, I'm not going to spend much time on this. You ask somebody from an Orthodox or a Roman Catholic background what a Christian is, they will say to you, well, it's about being baptized and it's about being part of the church. That's what they will say. If you ask somebody from a very liberal background, they will say a Christian is someone who is full of love and compassion. If you ask somebody who is maybe from a slightly more Pentecostal or charismatic background, they may speak an awful lot about having the Holy Spirit. And you know, the truth of the matter is that all of those things are important in their place, but none of them are the answer to the question that's asked: how do you become a Christian? You do not become a Christian by being baptized. You do not become a Christian by attaching yourself to a church, an institution. You do not become a Christian by trying to be more loving, by trying to be more compassionate. And you do not even become a Christian by talking about some experience that the Spirit may have had in your life. You can have all those things and yet not be a Christian, believe it or not. A Christian is someone who has been united to Christ. A Christian is someone who has received the very life of God into their own life. They have been united to Christ by faith. And that is why in the Bible, time and time again, it speaks about a Christian in terms of being in Christ. In Christ, in Christ. I don't know if you noticed, and we don't have time this evening to go into this in all sorts of details, but in that passage that I read from Ephesians chapter 1, the number of times that it speaks in Christ Jesus, in Him, it's quite significant. And it's significant that Paul, right at the very beginning, in the very first verse of this letter that he wrote, he says to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Yes, they were in Ephesus, but they were in Christ Jesus. In Kilkeel, in Christ Jesus. That's the key thing, to be in Christ. And I suppose this evening for this little epilogue, my text really is verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms. Now notice again, with every spiritual blessing in Christ. It's there again. Every spiritual blessing in Christ. In Christ. And I suppose what I just want to do before I finish is to, and I could have picked up on a number of these, but just draw out, just really in passing, three very simple little lessons that we have in Christ. And the first one is this, that in Christ we have a new beginning. A new beginning. Isn't it true that we would all, at times in life, love to have a new beginning, a new start, a fresh start? And Paul speaks about that here. He says that the Lord has chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. Now, the truth of the matter is, we're not holy and blameless. So it's speaking about something new here. It's speaking about a change. How is it that we become holy and blameless in His sight? Well, Paul speaks here of our having received, through the redemption of the cross, forgiveness. In Him, says Paul, verse 7, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. I've quoted this before, but I quote it again. It was Billy Graham, the famous evangelist, who once said that in this world full of guilt complexes, one of the most wonderful words in the English language is the word forgiveness. How many people tonight are there who long to know forgiveness? Because of something done, something said. Forgiveness. And we have forgiveness. How? Through the blood of Christ. Through the work of the cross. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And I simply want to ask you this evening, as I mention this, honestly, in your life, have you experienced a new beginning with Jesus? A new beginning with Jesus. The second thing that I just want to draw to your attention tonight is that in Christ we not only have a new beginning, but we have a new belonging. Paul speaks here of being adopted as his sons into his family. We are adopted as sons and daughters into the family of God. You know, folks, it's a wonderful thing to know that we can be part of a church family. A church family where we actually can care for each other and pray for each other, not least in the midst of the struggles of life. But you know, the truth is that whenever we become Christians, we are made not only part of a new family, a new church in a local community, but we're part of the great family of God. There may be many denominations and many churches in the world, but there's only one church. That's a basic lesson that we've, I'm sure, learned a long time ago. The one church of Jesus Christ, made up of those who know and love the Lord Jesus. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. A new beginning and a new belonging. And here's the third thing that I want just to draw to your attention. A new bestowing. To bestow means to give something, to pass something on. And what I want to just draw to your attention here is that whenever we come to Christ, God gives us His Holy Spirit. The truth of the matter is that even as we come to Christ, the Spirit is at work. But my point at this stage is that as we come to Jesus, we are taught in the Word of God that we are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. In other words, the Spirit of God comes to seal what God is doing. He comes to dwell within us. We receive the Holy Spirit. We are marked in Him with the Spirit. And God breathes within us. Let me just rehearse this in a slightly different way, but it's making the same point. What I'm saying tonight essentially is this, that in Christ we have a new beginning, if you like, a new start. In Christ we have a new belonging. We belong to a new society, the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about an institution. You know that. I'm talking about the church. If you like, the church invisible, made up of people who know Jesus. And I'm talking about how in Christ we are given a new bestowing. In other words, the Spirit is given to us. Now, what I want you to do as I try and tie this together is I want you to think about your situation. I want you to think about your problem tonight. I want you to think about your life. And I want you first of all to ask yourself, have I got this perspective? Or am I trying to look at this problem? Am I trying to deal with this situation in my own strength? Or am I drawing upon the resources that are in Christ? This Jesus who gives a brand new beginning to those who trust in Him. This Jesus who gives a brand new family, a new belonging. This Jesus who gives us His Spirit. Tell me tonight, are you trying to deal with the problems and the uncertainties and the difficulties of life in yourself? Take it from me. Take it from others. It will not work. It will be too much. It will be too much for you. You will not be able to cope. You will not be able to deal with these things. It amazes me how sometimes people go through life and turn their backs, as it were, upon God. And they face some terrible situations and they are completely without hope. In the midst of life, And remember, we have been learning recently, and some of us know this only too well, that as Christians, we are not immune from the problems of life. We are not immune. Christians also have problems. Christians also have accidents. Christians also get sick. Where do we turn? To whom do we turn? Peter once said to the Lord, "Where else can we turn, Lord, but to you?" And so, folks, that's what I leave with you this evening, and I want you to think about that. Maybe you're a Christian, and this is a word for you tonight. Maybe you're not a Christian, and God is speaking to you, maybe in the midst of whatever circumstance you find yourself. And God is saying, listen, in Christ, you are given a fresh start. In Christ, you are given a new group of people who will be around you to support you and to help you. In Christ, you are given the Spirit of the living God, who will be your strength, who will be your counselor, who will be your comfort, who will be your guide. Paul said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Let's pause for a moment of quietness and prayer before we sing.